Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boley for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wahlberg for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to second with Boley covering, to double up Gardner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran bunts for a single. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Boley. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Wahlberg moves to third. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to second. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Cochran. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale is hit by the pitch. Jim Cronin pinch runs for Sammy Hale. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to home to get Cronin. Boley moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Cronin now playing third base. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa now playing left field. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bibb Falk now playing right field. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bivolar Borvo pinch hits for Jim Cronin. Bivolar Borvo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borvo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French pinch hits for Joe Boley. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.